use it. Right now, it's your younger people using it because, like, in New Orleans, they probably don't work their narcotics like we do. I mean, we pick up somebody either with a lid or under a marijuana, say, and under an ounce is $500. One cigarette is $500. You just have one for one joint, you know. Well, mm-hmm. You slap $500 on you, you automatically a redneck, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So they use it more than anyone else.
So they use it sort of is it critical?
But I don't. They actually, when they say it, all they're doing is building the ego, and the officer picked them up, really. I mean, what does he care, you know, what he calls him? Because
you're the ones that
you about to take $500 from him, you know.
Yeah. That seems awfully steep. Is it? It's not that much in New Orleans, sir.
No, I don't mind about $25, down there, 50 maybe. Anyway. Like I say, you still got 75% of rural people here, you know.
It's conservative.
And it's just a no-no.
And y'all had much trouble with narcotics here?
Marijuana, biggest thing, some acid, not much.
Seems like being this close to New Orleans, if someone wanted to, they could get almost anything they wanted, you know?
Well, they do. They could. I think these kids here are pretty well educated in what drugs mess them up. We've had kids to freak out, and they see the results of it. As long as they smoke their pot and get away with it, I don't really think they want anything any stronger, you know. They may, not say that. I mean, we've got several boys that's dropping acid, but not many. Not many at all.
What if they don't have the
$500? About a year in jail. In fact, the bitch we caught somewhere around Modern Grove time is one joint that's still up there. That's in February, 1st of March.
It would be crazy.
Yeah, well, that's what we try to drill in the kids here is no matter how much they enjoy it, one joint of marijuana costs you $5. It's not worth it, you know.
Yeah.
And I hope it stays that way. Yeah, I'm firm believer $500 is not enough.
How much would you like to see?
$1,000.
Particularly in a rural area, that would be awfully steep.
Yeah. I don't really think it's too steep. I'm just a believer it is a stepping stone and two harder drugs, you know. $1,000 is just not too much, not to me.
I don't guess you have a situation like you do in a lot of the early days. You pay a lot of money, you get a good lawyer, and you know the charges will eventually be dropped against you. I mean, you know, I've heard of people, I think they'll be arrested for speed or something, but then they get a good local lawyer and they dress up real conservative and they go into court, you know, they're put on probation or, you know,
charges
are dropped or something.
Well, it is the same thing here. I mean, you got your politics, but like 90% of the lawyers here, as it depends on the rule man for business.
Mm-hmm.
And if he goes starts defending a bunch of dope cases, we're going to lose that business.
Yeah.
And they really can't get them. That's the reason right now it's kept at $500 because you can't get a lawyer to defend you in court for $500.